What is your one thing? I got an email this morning, from one of my coaches, Troy, asking what is the one thing I am known for? Or maybe should known for? He didn't say it that way, but maybe should have. He asks, Degree, what is it that you are known for? Degree, what is it that you want to be known for? Degree, what is it that will bring customers beating down your doors? Degree, what is that one thing for you? This is an amazing set of questions that can create incredible clarity. If you also add, the one thing needs to be something that you are so good at that it has become enjoyable. Don't be known for something you don't enjoy. And another thing, don't be known for what doesn't add extrinsic value to the world. Extrinsic value is the things people pay for. And whether you care, or pretend not to, you can't be happy, healthy, if you don't get paid enough to not be in lack. Your basic needs need to be covered, and if possible, if you develop that one thing well enough, buy that one thing. I am in a $300 a month coaching program. The one things I have gotten out of it is this one thing idea, that my whole existence needs to be paid by my one thing. Until that I never thought it essential. You make money with whatever you can, right? Well, if you want fulfillment, if you want to feel special, if you want a life where you enjoy most of the things you do, you probably need to have that one thing. So what is it for me? It took me a long time to ponder. The criteria that decided it for me is that thing has to make me unique. And I have only one thing that is unique about me is my ability to connect to Source, to connect so intimately that 1. I get answers to my questions. 2. I can get energies from Source. 3. I can ask Source to futz with your DNA. 4. I can connect you, and up to 7 people to Source. Me being a channel. 5. I can listen not with my mind but through Source. So I can hear what Source hears, not what I think. This is a big one. 6. I can feel your emotions and therefore I can tell if you're authentic or not, and guide you to where you want to go, instead of where you don't want to go. Or allow you to deceive yourself. And on and on. This morning I had some healing sessions to do. Although I am good at it, although I love doing it, it is really hard for me to completely and totally disappear for 5 to 7 minutes so I can serve. But the reward, seeing the results of the healing, giving expression to my love for the person make it worthwhile. So today I decided to document what it takes to do what I do. I wrote down the stuff that I had to go through to get to that clear place of abandon. Where all of me became a channel. Panic. Tight throat. Hard to breathe. Tight chest. Headache for testing. Dry throat, dry lips, dry mouth. Generalized disgust. Finally calm. And ready. And during the 7 minutes of connection, a connection on the 3rd level of connection, the same height as when I download the days of power energy, I paid attention to my experience. Balancing the person I was healing on the top of my tangerine spot. That is where the people are perched when I connect them to Source. So today, instead of suffering, I brought curiosity to these 7 minutes, and noticed something that is definitely worth sharing. Previous to today, this aspect was very annoying, making the connection harder to bear. When I am connected on that level, every physical sensation comes alive. The physical sensations I am unaware when I am otherwise occupied. It is mainly itching. Lol. As if millions of insects suddenly woke up and invaded my body. My theory is that when I am connected on the 3rd level of connection, I am completely out of the mind, Plato's cave, and that is why I feel everything. And that means, that to the degree people feel, moment to moment, to the same degree they're out of the mind. I measure how much time a person spends in their mind. And mostly that is a high number. And these same people can or won't feel much of anything. And these are the people who suddenly get sick, they never experience the warning signs. The mind cannot connect to the present moment, it can only remember, or fantasize slash imagine about the future, or alternate reality, etc. I have a student who cannot feel if she is connected or not. On the 1st level of connection you need to press, with your attention, on your tangerine spot. It starts buzzing. You are connected. But if you cannot feel, because you cannot get out of the mind, you won't know, you won't benefit. I recommended to her to start wearing a Jewish skull cap. The skull cap, especially the crocheted variety, covers exactly the area of the tangerine spot. Because it is perched on your head. It feels like it can fall off anytime you move. That brings your attention to your tangerine spot, and connects you to source. I spoke about that in an old video, and an old article. If you want to connect, search for Yarmulke on my site. Want to learn to connect? I used to teach it. But before you go and jump in with 2 feet, why don't you find out some stuff about yourself, that you are most likely not present to? I measure these things, while I connect to you and connect to source, so the answers come from source, and from my 50-year empath training. Without me feeling what you feel, source would be clueless. Or I would not be able to ask an intelligent question of source. Got it. Get your starting point measurements. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/starting.